Let's go. Teyon Bulletproof, we are talking to Jeanette Lucas, a psychic detective, a paranormal consultant, and a bridge to the spiritual and real-world investigations. She's haunted by unsolved cases, embraced police task force, and at the same time seeking a thin line between mystery and proof. And let's dive into it right now with the one and only Jeanette Lucas. Jeanette, how you doing?
I'm good, Steve. Thank you for having me. And hey, all your Bulletproof fans.
Yeah, again, thank you for coming back on. And that's why I gave you such a big intro. I think you deserved a nice little introduction
Oh, thanks.
because so we're gonna get right into stuff today, all right? Because there's so much I want to do, and the last time we kind of got, a little sidetracked—not sidetracked, but we kind of went off, and I had to get everything I wanted to do. So let's get into that right now. So what I wanted to do right off the bat is, did you ever, being going into the whole spiritual medium and law enforcement, what was the biggest blowback you ever gotten
The
from
biggest what?
like kind of blowback, like with people when you came in to try to help with a case from law enforcement? Did you ever get blowback, meaning like they thought it was nonsense and they didn't really
Sure,
want you
sure.
involved?
So I'll just say this quickly. I worked a case where a little girl was missing, age six, and FBI flew in. It was in Virginia, and everybody thought she'd been abducted because, the abductions, and it was random. So I said, nope. She was walking home from school and she had made a plan and she was with her girlfriends and she hid in her girlfriend's shed and she was missing for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days. And of course, if you're missing more than 24 hours, you're going to have more people sensitive and the feds are just going crazy like a little beehive. And so the mom came in for an appointment. I knew her husband, and I said, she's living in the shed, the girlfriend's shed. She said, which one? And I gave the name, so let's call it Sherry. I said, she's in the shed and she's got a little cot. She's eating there. The girlfriends are taking her food, and the kid is hiding because mom and dad are getting a divorce. And so the mother went back and told the feds. I mean, she was with the FBI. She ran back and told them, and they go, that is total bull. And so they said, okay, well, we'll just go to the sheds just in case. And that's where she was. I mean, she's 6 years old. That's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive. I mean, and again, I have some dear friends who actually, when I was a police officer, a guy, we were had a missing persons case, right? And he came in out of the blue unannounced, and it was a high profile case. It was like a senator's daughter or something. And he says, not only is she not missing, but she's blah 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 blah. And we're like, what? Who are you? And we became friends afterwards. But amazing. I mean, he and offline, we became friends, and he told me stuff that literally had me in tears. That only about my parents, about things that only, nobody could know. You couldn't Google. So I'm a huge believer in this, which is why I love having you on.
Oh, thanks.
So again, let's get a little into a couple of different tight takes. Let's get into, first of all, when somebody does hire you, right, to come onto a case, what does that look like for you? What is your methods, and how do you kind of get into the case when you do a deep dive?
So I have a little protocol, just like doctors do. You have your list. So I say, give me the name, give me the town the person was seen last in, and give me a picture. The wanted poster is fine. The missing picture is fine. And then I say, give me a few hours, unless it comes to me right away. So sometimes it can come to me in the look of a postcard. And you know how a postcard is, 3 by 5. And sometimes it can come to me in a dream days before the actual crime takes place. So, for example, last night I had a dream about a crime, and I was like, oh, so they're showing me where all the jewelry is, they're showing me where all the crime is. And so I could be getting the call in the next few days, and all of a sudden they're like, how did you know that so quickly? So I call it cheating when I do my dream work, because it's like watching a movie while you're sleeping. I'm sure you've had some of those dreams where you feel like you're in a movie and you can't get out of it. You ever had one of those? Yeah, it's sort of creepy. It's creepy sometimes. It's not like a nightmare, but it's like, what the hell? You know,
Right. You open your eyes and you fall asleep and it goes right back to the same dream.
yeah, that happened last night. So I thought, oh, this is not fun. But it wasn't a nightmare. It was just alerting me to the information I need for the upcoming client. So I use dowsing also. So my father was a famous dowser. I'm a famous dowser. It's very on point. And so most of the time I do really, really well. Now, a lot of psychics say they're perfect on all the information. You can't be perfect on all the information. So if I tell you, ooh, this is a really rough one, I'm working on a rough one right now. It's a homicide. So I had to figure out, is he alive or dead? And I said, he is deceased and he was killed by multiple people and he is out in the woods. And the ones in the woods are really hard unless I get landmarks. So here's the trick. Men go by length. So for example, you might, because you're a former cop, you go by meter. I go by landmarks. So I'll say, oh, right near 95, which is a north and south highway off, you know, on the East Coast. And I'll say, I'm picking up exit 114. And I'll say east or west and so forth. It helps a lot. It's
No,
yeah.
no, that does help a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you could
So
have,
let me ask you a question then.
yeah.
Ken, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought
No,
you were done
so I'm
with
just
your
saying,
thoughts.
if the person is in a forest, what I do is I back up and I say, okay, so if the person's in the forest, is it a park? Is it a place where people go camping? So you have to define everything, and that helps a lot. Okay.
Now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
That's so super interesting. Is this something, and I think we touched on this last time we spoke. Is this something that you could kind of turn off, or is this something that's 24/7, where you can't help it? You know what I mean?
Sometimes it just slaps me in the face. I'd almost lean toward 20 hours a day, you know. Like if
Really?
I'm talking, yeah, like if I'm talking to you and I also get colors and numbers and names, and you know, so I can get a bunch of information. You know, and but then I have to define it. Is that a daughter? Is this a boy, a girl? Details, bad, good, ugly. If the colors are really good, like red to me can be crime. If it's dark, that's blood. If it's
Right.
cherry red, then it's good. That sounds really stupid, but I define each of the colors. For example, if I say, oh, like if you ask me a question, like throw me a question, I'll say, oh, the colors are really good on that. So I'm going to predict that this is a good outcome. Like right now, I just got something on you. May 6th, the first week of May, yay. And the colors are super good. And I see the sky and I see a plane taking off. A plane is also symbolic and a translation of things going your way. It has to do with the letter W. So it could be Washington State. It could also involve a foreign language. I'm seeing something to do with a foreign language. So, and I don't want to say Russian, but something to do with, you know, that kind of dialect, you know, Russian, Polish, something like that. And that's coming in. So I think the problem with a lot of these psychics is you have to pay attention to the detail, and they're not doing that. So whenever I work on a homicide, that's what I have to pay attention to. Most of the time I get missing versus homicide. I don't like the homicides because I have to say, oh, they're dead or alive.
Right. No, yeah, again, that's tough, right?
Yeah,
Here's a two-part question because I want to get everything in on you today, Jeanette.
okay.
What was the most famous case you've ever worked on? And the second part of that, I'm going to let you finish both points. Have you ever gotten a case where you just couldn't get anything, pick anything up?
Okay.
And how did that look to the person that was relying on you?
So all right, I worked a case out of Texas. The little girl was missing, and I said, you know what, I got to tell you, the killer is the delivery man. All right, and I said, I just keep seeing the delivery man. He's white, brown hair, he's a former rapist, he's escalated. I can't pinpoint where she is, but she's within 15 minutes. And you know, they were in a hurry, but you know what happened on that case? The family hired me and they did not tell the FBI what I said. So I said, I can't get the exact case, but I know she's within 15 minutes and she's in a field and she's laying out there and she's deceased. I had to tell the family, I think she's deceased. And so I got a black veil. Whenever I get a black veil, it means stop. Now, sometimes if you get a black veil, if I get a black veil, it means to me, let the feds take over, let them go find the body. But had she told them it was a delivery driver, FedEx, they would have said, "Hey, where's the deliver? What's his name?" They would have found her in minutes because, you know, his phone chirped, peaked, whatever,
Right.
and you know that's all they had to do. But she did not tell them, so that was a real mess.
Right.
But yeah, I think she was disappointed because in herself because she didn't tell the feds, "Hey, by the way, she said she's right here." But the family, you know, they learned, so they can also pitch in and help out another family with another missing person, God forbid. But it's
Right.
Texas. You know, Texas is one of the top missing people states.
But have you, but again, is there ever situations, and is there
Yes.
maybe a reason for that, where somebody just comes to you and you're not getting anything? And if
Yeah.
that's the case, is there an alternate reason why that's happening?
Okay, so yes, there's cases where I don't get anything. And what I do is I tell the people, let me, before you pay me, let me think about it. And what I do is I call it assessing. So I charge 100 to 250 just to assess the case. And I say, okay, I can move forward or I can't move forward, but I've assessed it and I don't think I'm your girl. Or I've assessed it and I can't get anything, so I'm sorry. I'll tell them whether I think they're alive or dead. But I said, no, you just go to the feds and work with them. I'm not your girl. So that's the
Well,
best way to approach it.
no, I listen, absolutely. I mean, it's better for you to be honest than not, but is there a deep rooted, again, because I'm fascinated with all this stuff, is there sometimes a reason that this particular person you're just not getting anything, or is it just it, you know, it's just a natural thing sometimes?
So it could be A, the family member killed the person. And if I'm boots on the ground, I could get killed while I'm there. I got a call from the South, and I'll just say it was a very big, high profile case. And I told them I didn't want to do it because three people called me and said, I'm going to get murdered if I work on the case. They all had dreams I was going to get murdered if I worked on the case. And I had a dream there that it was very sketchy. So A, that you know, very dangerous situation. B, I got to tell you something. Your diet does affect your psychic ability. The more you drink water, the better your psychic ability. Cranberry juice is
Is that
good.
true? Is that factual?
I'm telling you, your body is what, 60% water? Keep the water in your
Right.
body. For example, I believe that orange juice can mess you up. I believe Coca-Cola can mess you up. And I think it distorts the visions or stops the visions and gives me the black color. And again, the black color is like a chapter ending. Boom, done. You know, you can't move forward. I
That's
mean, if you're,
crazy.
think about this, too much sugar in your body, your body's going to go woo, 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 you know, really fast. I mean,
Right.
have you've been on a job producing and you probably get high off the Coca-Cola, right? Or the coffee, too much caffeine, and so you can't think straight. That's an answer.
Right. But again, it's something that if you think about it would make sense totally, right? So now you have mentioned, and I want to segue into that. You had mentioned obviously that you've gotten into space, maybe a situation where if you give your input, it might be dangerous for you, right?
Correct.
Due to maybe whatever reasons, powerful families, what have you. What would you say, in your experience, was the most dangerous situation that you got into, where you were like, oh, holy fuck, I might be in a spot where I may be not supposed to be. So what happened there?
So I was flown to Mississippi by the Japanese documentary on psychics and their ability, including dowsing. And I got there and I took an assistant with me. And when we get there, a bunch of these Mississippi rednecks, sorry, Mississippi, were following us everywhere. A, because the producer was Japanese, you know, the slant eyes. I hate to be rude, but that's what they were calling out and saying. And they had rifles and guns and pickup trucks, and there were five of them, and they were threatening to kill us. And
Why?
they were not involved in the missing person case. They just thought they were really cool following the cops, following the producer, following the psychic. And the cops called in a couple more cops, And the father of the missing girl called in a couple of his National Guard friends to come and sleep out front of our hotel room because it was pretty scary. I mean, long guns are not, they're not playtime, they're serious.
No, I agree. But the funny thing is, again, like you said, with the rednecks and all, but the cops out there, they don't play around.
They didn't. They didn't.
They don't play around. Like I said, with the NYPD, I mean, I'll say it to this day, best police department in the world. But we do have restrictions, not because we have restrictions, because of bigger, higher authorities that give us restrictions. But when you get those Texas, where you get pulled over, those guys don't play. So I'm surprised when you were in that situation, they didn't just nip it right then and there. I'm surprised they let it
Well, there
linger. You
were,
know what I mean?
yeah, there were too many guys, though. I mean, I would
Oh,
say
was it?
20. Yeah, it
Well,
was
what
a,
was their motive? Just to be cool and mess around, or?
I think so. They saw the cameras coming out. You know how it is when you've been a producer, so you see the producing pe going on, and you see the equipment and the gaffers and all that stuff, and they're like, "Oh, we want to get on film," or we're gonna chase them down, or we're gonna shoot at them. What are they doing here? They don't have a right to be here. Now you have to remember that was like 30 years ago.
Well, that's true too. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's probably the most crazy situation you've got yourself into.
Yeah, except for right now. Hold on one sec. Hey, can you unplug that top one? I'm so sorry. My
No,
phone
it's
is,
okay.
I forgot to plug in the computer. Just unplug that one. And I brought my student today who,
And I'll tell you what, can I be honest with you, Jeanette? 10 times better interview today than the other time. You could tell you were a little more looking, searching for words. You were kind of a little more nervous. Today you're doing great. You're just having a conversation. So I do
Thank you,
got to
thank
tell
you, thank you. Yeah,
you.
that happens. Last night I was a mess. I was doing a ghost investigation, which I sent you the former federal agent's name and number to talk to him about his work.
Sure.
You'll enjoy
Yeah, I'll
him.
tell you what, if you gave me essential casting of former federal agents and what they would look like, he's a total central casting for former federal
No.
agent.
Yeah, no, he looks similar to you and he's very cash. And he grew a beard. He already retired, but
Oh no, I'm talking about the guy you sent to me that was looking for a job.
oh no, yeah, Mr. Baldy.
Mr.
Yeah.
Baldy, he looked like a central casting for a federal
He
agent.
does. He looks scary. But he,
Yeah.
he's big and bulky. Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny. So now, have you ever had a situation, and this is one of my main questions for today, where you help solve, whether the case is big, small, what have you, and you got a little brushback from the public and their perception, thinking that what you're doing is fraudulent or it's nonsense. Has that ever happened?
It has. So you know about my Kaylee Anthony case that I worked on, and
Yes.
I got called a hooker, I got called a liar, I got called the person who the family told me where the little baby was. None of that happened. That's all conspiracy crap. There were 4,000 people saying nasty stuff about me. And I started reading it and I thought, wow, conspiracy people really believe garbage. And it doesn't always happen. I mean, some of the conspiracy theory stuff is accurate, but they were way off, way off, So that
And
was.
you know what? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying it's fascinating. You want to spin your wheels, go spin your wheels, but you're going up the wrong tree, I guess they say. I mean,
I agree.
I'm pretty harmless. I mean, basically, I sit here, I do the work, and I turn it in, and then we see how complicated it can get from there.
Yeah, no doubt. And like I said, I never, I had a situation where it's not even worth getting into, but it was a situation where a gossip column, not even like a legit publication, a gossip, which is predicated on gossip, had a certain headline about me. And it was amazing how many people bought
Believed it.
it. And believe it. And I'm like, It's a gossip column. But again, that was the first time I said to myself, wow, it's amazing. Sometimes people like cattle, and you could just kind of shift them, and when, again, not to get political, but when Trump talks about fake news and this and fake narrative, I could see how that works on people. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Well, when I was younger, I was sort of cute. I do have hair, but you're going to get bombarded with crap when you're cute and you're younger. And I didn't look my age. I looked like I was in high school. So, that didn't help much, but it is what it is. I mean, the Kaylee Anthony case, yes, I did it. Yes, I gave the information several times. And yes, it's high profile because there were so many lies going on. Plus, the mom was doing so many drugs, she couldn't even think straight. I mean, I feel bad for her that her life is so screwed up. I mean, I could go on and tell you more stories about that, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about some other cases and interesting things. As you asked, what happened? Yeah, it was like a tidal wave of crap, So I stopped reading the crap.
Yeah, and you can't get sucked into that. But so what did that, I mean, I will just, we'll touch on Kaylee Anthony for a moment, because everybody knows Kaylee, that big, that case. How did you get brought into that? Was it something that they kind of went to you? Was it something that intrigued you and you kind of went into, or how did that whole thing
Fall into
even
place.
begin?
So basically, a guy went to my father, who was a former FBI agent or still an FBI agent, and he said, "I need you to teach me how to douse." Which, if you pay attention to the detail, that's how you're going to be accurate. That's the key factor. And so he said, "What do you want to do with it?" He goes, "I want to find missing people." And then, hence, the Casey Anthony case came up. And my dad told him, "I don't do that work. I don't like it. I don't want to work with cops. Go call my daughter." So I met the guy and we talked. And I said, "Well, just send me the details I need, who, what, when, where, how." And he did. And I said, "Well, she's dead." And he goes, No, she can't be. She was kidnapped." So that's a fight, which is like enough. And we met several times. And then he finally had Dominic Casey call me. And he and Dominic informed me, "Can you tell me where she is?" And I said, I gave him a general idea. And then I said, "I'll tell you what, I'll call you in a couple of days." I called in 2 days and I said, "She's right here." And I gave all the details and they fought it. I think some of these people like to be in the media. You know that. They just want the attention. I just was like, "Let's finish this one, move on to the next one." So, and I also felt like the FBI agent was not trainable. Some people just are not trainable, period. And then with the confusion with the Dominic Casey situation, and the lawyer, I was thinking, I don't want anything to do with these people. I don't want it to blow up in my face. It already blew up in my face. So I walked. I was like, "Here she is. Go find her. They found her. I'm done." And I continue to work on missing persons. So.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, because again, I know you worked on the Casey Anthony case, and you said you had a lot of blowback. What was the biggest, and why do you think, and what was the biggest, was there a certain topic that they were on with you that was negative? Like, what was the negativity for?
Well, A, I'm a female. I get a lot of crap about that. And B, I think I could intimidate because I've done so many cases and I found about 30 missing people. And I think that, I just sit there and I'm at a desk and I just go blah, 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 blah. And I have the answers. And I think that sort of shocks people. Let's say you're sitting right there and you say, "How did you get this and this and this?" Oh, it just flew in my head. You have to remember, I've had some other unexpected things happen to me. I've had four near deaths. So that veil, as they say, is right in front of my face to experience and then give you the information and translate it. So what am I saying? I think that a lot of people don't know how extensive my experience is. If that's the answer to your question, is they're like, "What? Huh? What?" And so, too bad if you don't like what I do. Don't. Yeah, they did go to too many psychics. I will say they went to a ton of psychics. And then I said, "She's right there." I think when you like, let's say you're going to the grocery store and you're trying to find an avocado somewhere in the fresh food section, it's the same thing. You're trying to find it, like, where the heck is it?
Right. I gotcha. That makes
You
sense.
know?
That
Yeah.
makes sense.
It,
Well,
yeah.
again, like today, what it's amazing because the half hour is almost up again,
Yeah.
and it went like this. So what I want to do real quick before we kind of end here is, how do people find you? Do you have a social media? Do you have, how do I find you
Well,
if
my
I'm looking for
website,
you?
yeah, my website is down. So, do you want me to give you my email?
Well, tell everybody out there. I mean, I don't know if you
Sure,
want to tell
sure,
everybody out there. I mean, if you want to tell
sure.
30,000 people your email,
Yeah,
that's up to you, but whatever you're most comfortable with.
you'd be surprised. So, how many people don't call? So, I do missing persons, buried treasure, found an Al Capone treasure. And missing objects. So you can reach me on Reach Jeanette, REACH, and my name is spelled GINETTE at gmail.com. So it's Reach Jeanette, REACH, GINETTE at gmail.com. And if you're going to contact me and you can't speak English, get somebody to do it for you and translate, please. And
Well, there you go.
yeah, and I have my student with me. So she's going to say hi to you and your Bulletproof fans.
Yes,
She's
throw on real quick because we've got about 2 minutes left. How are
Hi,
you?
Steve and Bulletproof fans. Thank you for
How is that?
having me.
What's your name?
Samantha.
Samantha, are you a student of Jeanette's?
Yeah, I'm a student.
All
Yep.
right. Well, you got a good mentor there.
That's
So,
right. One of the
yeah.
best. Yep. She does the crime work.
Well, I guess Jeanette, keep doing amazing work, and now again, now you have an apprentice. And what we're going to do, I'm going to make a bet with you, is
Go.
she's going to get you so good that you and I will be speaking one of these days. So,
Oh,
all
that's good. Oh, I've told her that. Thank
right.
you. Yeah, that's
Oh, my
good.
pleasures.
All right.
So,
Thank you.
again, Gina, thank you so much today for coming on. I want to thank everybody and all our fans for making Bulletproof a top five podcast on Apple Podcasts. But that means we can go four more spots. And it's not because of someone like myself. It's because of my amazing guests like Jeanette. This episode will be airing next week. Once again, stay bulletproof. And Jeanette, thank you so much.
Yeah, happy Halloween. All right, thank you. Bye.
Happy Halloween. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Pleasure to meet you, hon. Bye-bye.